Launching kids into the world is no joke, whether you're sending your kid to kindergarten or off to college. Some days we wonder if we're doing anything right. One thing is for sure, we all want to do it well. Hi, I'm Jamie, mom of four.
And I'm Lisa, mom of three. We're here to help and encourage you in your parenting journey. Never perfect, always honest, and in the trenches with you. We're experienced, but not experts. You ready?
Let's launch.
So talking about hurt feelings, I can remember the first time that I realized that my kids had the ability to hurt my feelings. Mm. I said something in front of my son, my oldest son. I don't remember how old he was, probably like tween age, yeah. I would imagine, because that's when you start getting really embarrassing.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I said something in front of him and some friends, and I looked over at him, and Jamie, his face, the way I can describe it is he looked sick. Like, his face looked like, oh my goodness, you're so embarrassing. Who are you? Yeah. Get out of my face.
Right.
I mean, it was, I can still remember what his face looked like.
Uh-huh.
And it was in that moment I thought, oh, I thought, I've really embarrassed him. But it was even more than that for me. It was like, oh, he's embarrassed of me. Mm. Oh, I'm an embarrassment. And I felt like, oh, I'm rejected.
Yeah.
He wishes I wasn't here right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And then my heart was hurt. Like, it was this whole thing in that moment, like what, split second, like 10 seconds of an interaction. But I realized right then, oh, this kid has the ability to crush me.
Mm.
And that's the reality of parenting, is our kids really have the ability to hurt our feelings, right?
I would have never thought that. Like, before I was a parent, I would have never thought that my kids would hurt me, because I would have thought, like, I'm their mom. They love me.
Yeah.
And it's not that they don't love us.
Sure.
But they're humans.
Yeah.
And we're humans.
Yeah.
And we can hurt each other. For me, I have, like, currently, you know, three teenagers. And when I can think of the seasons right now where I can feel a little bit hurt by my kids is when they choose people over me.
Mm.
Ouch. Choose people over our family.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we were going to go someplace and we're like, hey, we're all going here. And then one of the kids says, I'd actually rather hang out with my friends, or I'd rather hang out with my girlfriend or whatever.
Now, would they say that? Would they say I would rather, is that what you pick up on?
I would pick up on that.
Okay.
But they would say, here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Which then we have a whole conversation.
Right.
In our house, it's like, wait, you're asking? You're telling me?
Yeah, I got it.
But just that feeling of, I don't want to hang out with you.
Mm.
And it's just the first couple of times that happens, you start to feel like they're choosing someone else.
Yeah.
They would rather not be with me. And it can really hurt.
Yeah.
I remember a particular time when one of my kids said something pretty mean to me.
Mm.
And we were all together, the whole family. And it was so mean that I started crying and I got from the table and left. And I remember thinking, wow, just like kind of you said, like, I can't believe that my child could hurt me so badly.
Yeah.
And the thing that came out of that is that we had a conversation and I was able to say, hey, you really hurt my feelings. And they were able to apologize and I was able to forgive, the whole thing of like reconciliation with humans that we have the capability to do. Sometimes we choose not to.
Yeah.
But it made me think, and I'd love to hear from you, there have been seasons with that particular example of where I said, hey, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
But I think more than I expected, my feelings have been hurt and I've had to just close my mouth.
It's very true. You know, that makes me think of a couple things. First of all, it makes me think of the fact that we're not talking about just rudeness or disrespect here. Because obviously, we're still the parents.
Yep.
We're still in charge.
Uh-huh.
And even by you going and saying, hey, that's not okay.
Right.
Let's have this conversation. And let's make it clear. Like, with older kids, it's a different animal than when you're talking about younger kids.
For
if
sure.
They were to say something like really rude, uh-huh, disrespectful, there's just a different discipline level there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there are several things at play. First of all, we're going to get our feelings hurt. The reality of parenting is we're going to get our feelings hurt. And I think to stop sort of denying that might be helpful itself.
Yeah.
You're going to. If, by the way, if you have babies right now, just so you know, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
These that sweet little bitty baby.
Right, that baby will hurt your feelings yeah. eventually, one way or the other. I think what you're saying, though, is super important, Jamie, because it's like, are there times, and you're saying there are times where you confront and you say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. So that's honesty, real emotion. Mm-hmm. And that's helping our kids, yep. what, deal with learning their hurt, deal feelings. With conflict and hurt feelings. Because launching is a part of, we want to model this well so that we help you.
Right.
And then there are times that we swallow it. Yep.
Hey y'all, Jamie Ivy here. I had my first child graduate from high school last year. I know it's crazy, but it was so much fun. And it was actually so much fun helping him navigate college. I loved going on school visits with him. I loved talking to him about what he was interested in. I loved going and visiting my former university that I graduated from with him. And I will admit, at some points, as fun as it was, I started to feel a little overwhelmed. I want to tell you about something in case you are in this boat. Maybe you have a junior or you have a senior, which I have two juniors right now, so I will be doing this again quite soon. But if you have a student with college on the horizon, I want to tell you about a new website to check out. FindYourChristianCollege.com. Find Your Christian College was created by the North American Coalition for Christian Admissions Professionals as a helpful resource for your college search process. The organization collaborates with hundreds of Christian colleges and universities across North America to promote Christian higher education. When you visit the website, you can explore more than 225 Christian college options through the school search engine, filtering search results based on things like size, location, majors, athletics, and more. You can also find and register to attend one of over 125 in-person Christian college fairs across the U.S. These fairs take place each fall and spring, and if you can't travel, there are virtual college fairs too. Also available at findyourchristiancollege.com is a free must-have online resource called The Guide to Christian Colleges and Universities. Help your student to follow their path, further their education, and find their future. Find out more at findyourchristiancollege.com/launch. That's findyourchristiancollege.com/launch.
Okay, so when was a time where you swallowed it?
Yeah. So the stage of parenting that I'm in is I have four teenagers.
Yeah.
And you're like a step ahead of me with college kids and married.
Yeah.
So my four teenagers, one of them has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes hurt feelings is like a weird way because I'm not like in a corner crying.
Yeah.
Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
But there are moments sometimes where you might feel like, oh, so we're all doing this, but you want to go hang out with your girlfriend. And let me say this. That is normal.
Yes.
And that is good.
Yeah.
And that is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not doing anything wrong.
No.
So it's a
thing. And you love the girlfriend.
I adore her.
Right.
So for me, it's like, this is a me thing.
Yes.
And so it is like, okay, so my feelings are hurt, but no one's done anything wrong.
Right.
No one's being mean to me.
Right.
I adore everybody in the situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's hard to talk about. Because we think hurt feelings means someone has, like I said, lashed out at us or done something mean. But I think sometimes we just get our hurt feelings hurt because we have, it's a new stage of life. There's new expectations that we didn't know about.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Okay, so let me ask you this. Embarrassing your kids. Because I think that's where some of the hurt feelings come in. Mm-hmm. So recently you did this video yeah. where you were like dancing uh-huh. silly on online uh-huh. or whatever. And you were like, I know I'm embarrassing my kids. I'm fine with it. Okay. So for me, I'm horrified if I embarrass my kids and I go out of my way not to embarrass them.
Right.
Like, I have even taken down things that have embarrassed my mm-hmm. kids. I don't know what it is about me. I think it's because I so much treasure. And I know you do too.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have different personalities. It's fine.
For sure.
I so much treasure these people. I don't want to embarrass them because then I don't want them to hurt my feelings. It's all this whole yeah. ball of wax. Uh-huh. Listen, we're yeah. all a bunch of feelings here with uh-huh. our kids and as parents or whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess, is it just the feeling of rejection that, I mean, I don't know. Psychoanalyze me here. Is it, what is it that we don't, what is it the hurt feelings, what are they about?
Maybe their opinions matter a lot to
you. I think that's what it is too, yeah.
So for me, like, I don't want to embarrass my children. Like, I don't want to be like, put up a photo that they would be like, Mom, take that down.
Yeah.
Not that kind of embarrassment.
Yeah.
But like me being silly dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just who I am. And if it embarrasses you, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to my life.
Would you go out of your way to like embarrass them? You know, like some parents love it. They're like, I love to embarrass my kids. Like, so that's not me at all. I don't love to do that. Would you go out of your way to embarrass them just because it's like a fun sport?
If it wasn't going to hurt them.
Okay.
I would never want to hurt my kids.
Yeah.
And I would never go out of my way to hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, I would embarrass myself, which I think sometimes embarrasses them.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Like, I'm like,
so it's just like by the process, if you embarrass them, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want to do that. And
right.
I don't want to hurt my kids by any means. The same way, though, that I think deep down they wouldn't want to hurt us.
Mm.
But sometimes just the way they live their lives might actually hurt us, you know?
Yeah.
And so me sending a kid off to college, I think in the last couple of years, well, all of my high schoolers, you get a kid in high school and all of a sudden they're transforming right before you, whereas these peer-to-peer relationships become very important.
Yes.
And previous to that, there weren't a lot of like opportunities to choose peer-to-peer over family-family.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, because before they're 16, for sure, you got to take them anywhere they're going to go.
Mm.
Well, now they have the opportunity. And I think it's important. And I think it's a part of maturity. It's part of development, is to have these close peer-to-peer relationships. But that's when you have to go, my kid's not trying to hurt my feelings. They just actually want to hang out with their friends on a Friday night. And that's hard for me sometimes. But it's one of those moments where I have to go, okay. But I'll tell you what we do, Lisa, is if I know, and I know you've done stuff like this too, like, okay, how can I get ahead of the situation?
Yes.
Because again, I always think about in parenting, I want to be on the offense. Like, I don't want to play defense, because
right.
that's usually when I get my feelings hurt.
Yeah.
But how do I get ahead of the situation? And getting ahead of the situation is saying, okay, everyone needs to know this Monday night is family night.
Yeah.
I don't care who you bring, as long as you're here.
Yeah.
You bring a girlfriend, you bring a friend, whatever, but this is family night. And so for me, it helps me, it gets my need met of the family being together.
Mm.
And so then it helps me know, okay, even if they go to hang out with their friends on Friday, when Aaron and I want to watch a movie with them, I had my family night. And so to me, I just think, like, how do I get ahead of the situation a little bit?
Yeah, no, that's super wise. Okay, here's an admission for you. You ready?
Yeah.
So for me, I have found, because my daughter and I are so close, that especially her senior year, when I felt like, okay, we're getting ready to launch into college and time is fleeting. And she had these two best friends who I adore. I love these two best friends that she has. They're great. They're fantastic. But I could feel myself getting jealous because getting my feelings hurt when she would go and spend time with these two best friends instead of me. Now, given she didn't want to spend all her time with me, by the way.
Right.
And maybe
because she's an 18-year-old
because
girl.
Because she's a normal girl.
Right.
I mean, this is what I want her to be like that, right?
Yeah.
Given we might watch a movie together and she'd be on her phone the whole time anyway, and we wouldn't even be talking.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like that wanting, that longing, that knowing that time was fleeting. And I think sometimes because we as moms just want to grasp, we want to hold on, we know time is fleeting, like all of those emotions, all of those things, it that ties into the hurt feelings. And then we kind of project that on our kids, and we do have to let them do those things. And I do think it's wise, exactly what you're saying, in getting in front of things. I mean, even I'm thinking about, you know, my married son, who I adore his wife and their whole family. They live in town. I'm actually really good friends with my daughter-in-law's mother.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we had a holiday that was recent. And so I was thinking to myself, okay, we're at a holiday. We're at the place where, again, we share.
Yeah.
And probably for this holiday, they're going to be with the other family.
Yeah.
And I was already knowing that I'm missing my daughter. Mm-hmm. She wasn't going to be there. And so it was going to be my husband and myself and maybe one of my kids. Yeah. And I thought that's going to be really awkward for them. So I thought, you know, what if I just invite the other family, because they weren't going to be with a lot of extended family. What if we all get together? Maybe they'll want to do it. Maybe they won't. But let's just try.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting all together for Easter, and we had this great brunch together. Yeah. And so I think there are some creative ways that we can avoid mm-hmm. having our feelings hurt, hurting our own feelings. Yeah. I think sometimes, Jamie, like, honestly, we hurt our own feelings. Like, we kind of step into that mm-hmm. where we create scenarios in our heads. Yeah. We imagine things that aren't true. And we really can avoid that by, you know, having things of our own that we enjoy and not spending too much time thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, our mind can be our biggest trap when it comes 100%. To hurt feelings yeah. with our kids.
And I think, too, sometimes you got me thinking, I think sometimes our feelings get hurt as moms and as parents because we are expecting something from our kids that they were never meant to give us.
Ooh.
So if we're expecting them to meet some sort of need in our life and then they don't,
yes.
then we get our feelings hurt.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
If we're expecting them to hang out with us and watch movies and want to hold our hand, we walk and then they mature as they should and they don't want to hold their mom's hand anymore when they're walking through the parking lot.
Right.
We could get our feelings hurt because we think, oh, this is their job, is to be cuddly with their mom. And we're like, no, we're putting something on them that they can't meet and it's not a good expectation from them.
Right.
And I also think just we do that with like wanting them to meet our emotional needs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not their job oftentimes. No. And so we're getting our feelings hurt. We do that in all sorts of relationships, but we're talking specifically about parenting here. And so I think sometimes we need that person in our life who we can say it out loud to and they can say like, I think you're overreacting or they can say, okay, this might really hurt. Or they can say, is this a big deal or what are we dealing with here? And I do that with Aaron all the time. I'm like, hey, can I just say this out loud because this kind of hurt my feelings? And usually, I'll tell you the truth, usually he's like, I think you're overreacting a little bit.
Yeah, I would say that my husband does the same for me.
Yeah.
And that's a really good calibrator. The other thing, Jamie, that I'm...
Not in a mean way.
No.
I want it.
You need it.
I need it, yeah.
You need it because here's the thing. It's counterproductive because as you were talking, I was thinking, the bottom line for me is I don't want to do things that push my kids away.
100%.
Not only do I want to help them want, right? This is our goal. Yeah. This is our, you know, this yeah. is why we're parenting. Uh-huh. But I also don't want to push them away from me. And what happens when we have these hurt feelings, we tend to get clingy.
Yep.
We tend to pull harder, like mm-hmm. pull on them harder, yep. pull them towards us harder. And especially as they get older, it doesn't work. Like yep. you might be able to do that when they're 8 years old and they'll still, you know, be pulled close to mom or whatever. But I can tell you when they turn 18, that is a no-go.
Yeah.
It is a no-go. Yeah. So it's counterproductive to do things that actually just don't work.
Today, millions around the world are suffering as a result of violence, oppression, and extreme poverty. Sometimes this endless cycle of suffering can feel overwhelming. If you're like me, you want to play a part in bringing an end to suffering. And at the same time, I think we all want our children to have a deeper understanding of the needs in the world and guide them towards becoming generous and compassionate adults. But sometimes it's hard to know exactly where to start and who to trust. That's why I'm super excited to tell you about The Path from our friends at World Relief. The Path is a community of bold, compassionate people of faith who are committed to fighting against suffering and injustice in pursuit of lasting change with their monthly gifts to World Relief. Whether it's a crisis in Ukraine, an earthquake in Haiti, or a wave of refugees from Afghanistan, you can trust that The Path community is already there, responding with the love of Jesus alongside you and your family and your children. Empowered by the monthly support from the Path community, World Relief is making a difference around the world, and you can be a part of it. You guys, I personally love the work that World Relief is doing with the Path community. I trust them and I believe in them, and I want to give you the opportunity to join as well. You can join the Path community of monthly givers by visiting worldrelief.org/launch. That's worldrelief.org/launch, LAUNCH. Launch your kids into life by leading them to love like Jesus. Join the path at worldrelief.org/launch today.
So I do think changing expectations is really important.
I do too.
You know, for where they are yeah. in their life. You know, for me, in every season of parenting, it's kind of like been like, oh, here we are.
Yeah.
oh, I've got to go to this level. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got to take this step. Yeah. You know, because you're not ready for it ever. You're not really prepared for it. You can read books, fine. Yeah. But you find yourself in a new and uncharted territory. Uh-huh. And so you have to say, okay, well, where are they now? Where am I now? Yeah. Where do we need to go? Super important. Also, I do think as we approach this in a healthy way, we are helping them learn how to navigate their hurt feelings. Yeah. Because let's be honest, kids
are so mean.
And their hurt feelings. Yeah. I mean, we haven't even really touched that yet. That's a lot. But I mean,
it's a whole show.
That's a whole thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And just helping them to see that about how do we handle that? How do we treat each other? Like, how do I react when someone hurts my feelings? Like, it is a help for our kids so much. I think as moms, you know, we're both moms here. We call ourselves the expert mom here. although we say that, and I also want to give a caveat of like expert mom that has failed a lot.
Right. I don't even know what a mom expert is, but we're like, we say that very loosely.
I think we give ourselves expert because we've been doing it for a while.
Right.
Exactly. That's the only way we got that.
Experienced mom. We'll say that. That's better. Yeah.
But I think sometimes as we are experienced moms, we've had times where we have poured so much into something and then our kids haven't appreciated it.
Yeah.
They haven't enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. They haven't given us the adequate amount of gratitude that we think they should give us.
Yeah.
And that sometimes can hurt our feelings. But again, we have these grand expectations for how they should react without remembering that they're 12 or they're 15, you know, and just kind of bringing it down a little bit to protect our own hearts a little bit.
Yes. I can remember talking with my husband many times actually. And one of the other of us would say to each other, do you remember that they're 14? Right. And like, you're 40. So you've had a lot of time to learn how to be a good fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Or a respectful person, or, helpful person. Yeah. And you're asking this 14-year-old to be where you are.
Yeah.
So I just need you to know that. Mm-hmm. And I need you to remember. And we've had to say that to each other because we do forget that sometimes. And so, it is a tough thing to navigate. I think it's really important, though, because they're going to have to face their own hurt feelings.
Yeah.
And we want to equip them to be able to do that well.
You know, we've talked a lot about when our kids are growing up and they kind of choose to be with someone else, whether that is a friend group or a significant other. I think one thing that I have maybe started to deal with, and I bet you've dealt with this even more with having a son who's married, is not only getting hurt when they want to hang out with someone more, but when they confide in someone more.
Mm.
And I think, again, it's normal.
Yeah.
Again, it is a part of the journey. It's a part of growing up. But there is this sense of, I used to be that person.
Yes.
I used to be that for you. I used to be there. And now all of a sudden, someone knows more about what you're feeling or someone knows more about your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
That can feel, it can hurt my feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were at a sporting event. I don't remember which kid it was for. I don't know at all. But I was talking to one of the other moms and she told me an award that one of my kids had won on the team. And I really felt hurt that I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it was just because her son had gone home and told her.
Right.
It's not like my son went
just
to her
house.
Just happened to happen.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe she works there. I have no idea how she
knew. Right.
But my feelings were so hurt because I thought he would have told me that a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And now he was not trying to be mean. He probably forgot.
Mm.
And it probably wasn't a big deal to him. But it just felt in that moment of, I feel hurt right now. And I never told him that because in that moment, it was me.
Yeah.
Just going, you know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably forgot. It probably wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And so instead of me coming home and being the mom who got our feelings hurt, which pushes our kids away, like we've said.
Yeah.
I was the mom that was like, hey, I heard you got an award. That is so awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Mm.
Where I could have been like, I cannot believe that you didn't tell me. That hurts my feelings, da, da, da. And I don't think that would have done any good for him or for me.
No.
I had to suck it up and come home and congratulate him on an award that at the very beginning of that, I had my feelings hurt.
No, and I can tell you from experience of doing it the other way that I have, I would say without fail, every time that I have been the one that has been kind of resentful that they didn't tell me or whatever. It's never gone well.
I've done that as
never
well.
Never gone well. 100%. It's never made them closer to me. It's always made them be pushed further. Yes. Then I go into this self-loathing thing. Then I start, like, it's a whole cycle.
Yes.
And while we're on this subject, what about the hurt feelings of, like, let's say if you're married and you're parenting with your spouse, right? What about what happens if sometime your child prefers the other parent?
This happens in our house.
Right? I mean, this happens often.
Yeah.
And especially, and it happens seasonally in your life. Like sometimes they're closer to one than they are to others.
Yeah.
And that has the ability to hurt your feelings because they choose the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go to the noble place.
Okay.
The noble place is you win when they choose the other parent because you're on the same team.
Exactly.
We get this.
Yep.
And it's true, by the way. It is true. I mean, honestly.
100%.
I love to, you know, like pass off to the other parent and let, because we're winning. We're doing this together. The reality is, too, that we are a real person and it hurts our feelings sometimes when they prefer to go to the other person, talk to the other person, be with the other person, right?
Right. And this has happened in our house.
Yeah.
And because we're a team and my kids know this, there's no secrets. So there's no secrets between Aaron and I.
Right.
Which means if you tell, I mean, he's not going to tell me everything. Like, our boys are older. And so there's some conversations I don't need to know.
Right.
But for the most part, we're not keeping secrets.
Right.
So there have been times when Aaron has said something to me and I think the way I've grown in this is I can say two things that mean completely different things, but they can both be true. I can say to Aaron, that kind of hurts my feelings that they didn't want to tell me. And I'm really happy that they told you.
Exactly.
And then I don't have to, I don't need to feel shame about that. And I don't need to sit in it. And I don't need to go to them and tell them that. I just needed to verbalize it out loud. Because then it's gone. It's not, because if it sits inside of me.
You're holding it and it's festering.
That's when things grow real dirty inside your heart.
I think what you just said is really important because it is the holding the tension
that
a lot of people, they want to choose.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say like, oh, I was hurt over that. Full stop.
Right.
Or, oh, I'm so glad that they chose you.
And not acknowledge. Full stop.
And not acknowledge. And like, let's just say it's both.
Yes.
It is both. And it's okay to be both. And it's great to verbalize that. That's super healthy.
And for the spouse or the friend or whoever you tell, your mom, whatever, to be able to hold both of them with you.
Yeah.
To say like, because sometimes it's us, the one that they come to.
Yeah.
And to be able to say like, I can see how that could hurt your feelings.
Right.
And we're both so happy they said it out loud.
I think it's also important in that same, you know, in that same vein to not diminish the feelings of the other person that might feel weird about it.
Yeah.
Be like, I understand.
Yep, I can see that.
I could feel exactly what you just said. But yes, because sometimes we, you know, I think in our effort to make everything okay in the house, we want to say, oh, no, don't be silly, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we really do need to sort of validate that because we can all get our feelings hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
At some point, because we are parenting kids that we love and adore and they're people and we like them and we want them to like us and love us. It's all a part of it. Yeah.
Deborah Falada is a licensed professional counselor specializing in dating, marriage, and relationship issues, along with a spectrum of mental health disorders and issues. She's also the author of True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay?, and Married Sex. She's also the host of the Love Plus Relationships podcast, a hotline-style show where people call in to get their relationship questions answered. We asked Deborah to be the expert voice in this episode because we always appreciate her perspective as a professional counselor and as a mom. She has a deep understanding of relationships and behavior, so I can't wait to share with you what she had to say.
Hey everyone, my name is Deborah Falada. I'm a licensed professional counselor and author in the relationship space, and I'm a good friend of Jamie's, so I'm so excited to be here on the podcast and kind of dive in a little bit deeper to some of the important things that Jamie and Lisa were talking about on the show today about hurt feelings. I'm a parent, a mother of four myself, and the reality of getting your feelings hurt in parenting is no joke. It is a real and significant thing and something that we've got to learn to navigate. So As a parent, but also as a licensed counselor, there's a few things that I've picked up along the way and a few things that I believe have really helped both me and the clients that I've worked with that I want to share with you today about hurt feelings. So first and foremost, when it comes to hurt feelings, I think, number one, we've got to own our feelings. And when I say own your feelings, what I really mean is learning to put your feelings into words. I think sometimes we just say, I'm feeling hurt as an umbrella statement, but what is it that we're actually feeling? Before we express our feelings to anybody, we've got to make sense of them to ourselves. Maybe it's, I'm feeling rejected. I'm feeling disrespected. I'm feeling that I'm not a priority in your life and you know, I'm feeling neglected. What is it that you're actually feeling? And the reason why it's important to put your feelings into words is it's going to help you categorize the situation. And as you're starting to dissect and name your emotions, it's going to become more and more apparent if this is actually about you or if this is actually about the person, about the child. Jamie and Lisa were talking about how sometimes it's actually our own expectations. Sometimes it's actually about deeper needs that we have that we don't even recognize that we have that we're putting on our kids. You know, maybe you come from a family of origin history where growing up, you felt neglected or rejected by your family. You better believe that you have a more likelihood to feel rejected and neglected in your closest relationships here and now if you have a history of that in your past. So maybe your child says something in passing, but you take it to heart and you feel neglected and rejected because some of those things from the past, some of those hurts from the past have been triggered. So really, as we're naming our feelings, it helps us realize, is this more about me or is this actually about the situation? Did my child do something that needs to be addressed or are these my own hurts that I need to discover and name and begin to deal with? Because sometimes our hurt feelings are highlighting and spotlighting our own personal wounds. And when that's the case, there's nothing to do but heal. There's nothing to do but start to deal with some of those things on the inside out in our own lives, get to the root of some of those triggers, get to the root of some of those hurts, and realize that we shouldn't be putting those things on our children. And that's where God can really speak into some of those pains, and He can be the healing balm in our lives rather than our relationships. So if step one is owning our feelings, then step two is expressing our feelings. And as you're processing what you're feeling, and is it really about me or is it about the situation? If you find that it's actually about the situation, you're feeling hurt because the other person did something that was wrong or rude or disrespectful, it needs to be confronted. So when you find that it's actually also about the other person and what they did, then it's time to express your feelings. Jamie and Lisa talked about stuffing it. And I think what they really meant is, you know, the times that you stuff it are the times when it's actually about you. And what we mean by stuffing it is realizing that there doesn't need to be a confrontation about this. But the times when you realize that the other person has a role, the child did something respectful or rude or hurtful, then I need to express it. I need to deal with it. I need to confront it. So step two would be to express your feelings. Share with them why what they did hurt you. And I think it's really important to go into it rather than saying, you did this and you did that and you did this. Use I statements. I'm feeling hurt because of this situation. I'm feeling neglected. I'm feeling disrespected. I'm feeling ignored. And you begin to name what you feel in connection to what they did. And I think this is important for a couple reasons. Number one, not only does it help us in conflict resolution, but number two, it models to our children what it looks like to have a healthy conversation, a healthy confrontation. These are the skills they're going to need in life, you know? And if we're not teaching them how to have these conversations, then they're just going to have to figure it out on their own. And usually that ends up with a lot of pain and heartbreak along the way. So we're modeling to them, what does it look like to have a healthy conversation? I'm hurt and I'm approaching you with my hurt and let's talk through it. So the other reason why it's important to express your feelings is because you're modeling to them what it looks like to engage in healthy communication and healthy interaction. So own your feelings, express your feelings. But the third thing, and I think something we don't talk about often enough, you've got to question your feelings. Just because you feel something doesn't make it true. Feelings are real, but they're not always speaking the truth to you. And sometimes we're misinterpreting the situation, or like Jamie and Lisa mentioned, that our expectations are wrong, or we're reading in between the lines about something that didn't actually happen. So you want to question your feelings and realize that feelings are a signal, but they're not scripture. They're not always telling us the full truth. And sometimes the truth is altered because of a misunderstanding that just needs a basic clarification. Hey, when you said this, I took it this way. Can you clarify what you actually meant by that? Or hey, you know, you said that you aren't going to be available tonight, and I'm wondering if you're actually going to be available a little bit later on, because you might be feeling hurt about something that isn't warranted. And maybe this just needs better communication and better clarification. Just because you feel something doesn't make it true. And don't just rely on your feelings alone. Sometimes there needs to be clarification and talking through the situation. So those are just some tips as you're navigating through your hurt feelings to really get to the root of where the feeling is coming from. Are my expectations in the right place? Did communication happen properly, or does something need to be clarified? Because at the end of the day, not only are we learning to deal with our own feelings in a healthy way, but we're also trying to teach our kids what that looks like and how to model to them what to do with hurt feelings. It was so good to hang out with you guys today on the podcast. I hope some of this stuff helps you in managing your own hurt feelings. If you'd like to connect more, you can find me on Instagram at Deborah Valeda. Take care.
Launch is a production of Ivy Media Podcast. Executive producer is Jamie Ivy. Produced and edited by Angie Elkins. Art by Noel Rhodes. Original music by Matt Graham. Your co-hosts are myself, Jamie Ivy, and Lisa Whittle. Thank you for listening.